Platoon F, Liberating the Package, by John P. Logsdon and Christopher P. Young. Narrated by John P. Logsdon. Chapter 10, Promotion.
Well done, Murphy.
Thank you, sir.
Was Ivan, Mr. Avakov, wise to your visit?
He was, sir, admitted Murphy. It was almost as if he knew we were going to be there.
Well, I have been trying every year for the last 7 years to get my hands on Avakov's package.
Murphy decided to assume that the Rear Admiral was not speaking metaphorically. Though that would have been nice information to have known, sir.
Well, I've had my hand on it before, you know.
Clearly Murphy had been wrong to make his prior assumption.
My point, sir, is that I was obviously placed in a situation that was already volatile, and it would have been prudent information for the mission to know that Mr. Avakov would likely be expecting me.
Oh, lighten up, Ensign, Parfait said with a sniff. It's not like you were shot or captured.
That's only because I disarmed him and tied him to a chair, Murphy replied evenly.
Oh? Then what happened?
I took his package, sir.
The whole thing?
Of course, sir. Why would I take only part of it?
Sounds delightful. Do give me the full details.
Parfait sat at his desk, put his elbows on the table, and rested his chin in his hands, and then he gazed up at Murphy with puppy dog eyes.
Spare nothing.
Murphy gave him a funny look as he realized that the Rear Admiral was doing it again. While Murphy was still getting to know Parfait, it was clear that he was going to have to choose his words carefully from then on. He pointed at the box sitting in front of Parfait.
I was talking about that package, sir.
Oh, wait a moment here, Parfait said as his eyes lit up. Are you telling me that you were able to fit this entire package in?
I picked up that box, sir, Murphy interrupted before things got out of hand, and placed it in my duffel bag. And no, sir, that is not a euphemism.
Oh.
Parfait looked temporarily disappointed, but he quickly recovered.
Right. Well, that's exactly what I thought you meant.
The Rear Admiral stood back up and walked over to his office window. It was mid-morning, so the sun shone on the people below. Murphy was hoping to get back to his barracks soon. Frankly, getting away from Parfait would be soothing enough.
You didn't open it, did you? Said the Rear Admiral.
Murphy couldn't help but sense a hopeful sound in the question, but he chose to ignore it. No, sir, he said honestly. I did not open it. Parfait's shoulders slumped almost imperceptibly.
Oh, good, he said, though it didn't sound very convincing.
He then turned around and leaned back against the glass and folded his arms.
Did Mr. Avakov happen to say anything about me?
He mentioned a few things, sir, Murphy said, but nothing I'd care to repeat, except that he stuck a note in that box for you.
A note, eh?
Yeah, he also said something about not wanting any hard, he doesn't want to be your enemy any longer.
Parfait walked back to his desk and put his hand on the box. It was clear that he wished to open it.
Maybe I should show you what's in here, Ensign.
No, thank you, sir, Murphy replied more vehemently than he probably should have. As you said, sir, I'm only an ensign. I don't feel that I'm ready for such knowledge yet. Maybe when I reach the level of lieutenant or something, sir.
Ah, yes, that reminds me,
Parfait said with a smile as he turned towards his computer. He typed for a moment and then waited, and then clicked something.
There, you've been promoted.
What?
It would have been faster, but I had to wait for the system to email me so I could approve my request.
You have to approve your own request, sir?
Of course, Murphy. It's in the regulations.
Ah, right.
Well, you're now officially a lieutenant soldier,
Parfait said with wiggling eyebrows. That was unexpected, sir.
Well deserved. You're a good soldier, Murphy.
Thank you, sir.
Now, you were saying that if you were a lieutenant, you would be interested in seeing what's in this box.
This time it was Murphy's turn to slump. Sir, he admitted, I already know what's in the box.
So you did open it?
No, sir, I did not. Your orders were clear on that.
Well, then how do you know what's in it?
Mr. Avakov opened it and showed me the contents.
Ah.
Parfait leaned back in his chair, appearing worried.
I hope you understand that it was just a holiday thing, a joke of sorts.
I thought nothing different, sir, said Murphy, though that wasn't true.
It's not like I make a habit out of dressing up in such a fashion, Ensign Murphy.
It's Lieutenant Murphy now, Murphy replied, and I don't judge, sir.
Good. Well, I guess that's that then. Well done on your mission, Ensign. Lieutenant Murphy.
Parfait then added,
do note that I'll be recommending you for the Primus 12 mission as well. Make sure that you brush up on your standard mission protocols for that one.
It was just further proof that Parfait held Murphy's fate in his hands. Based on recent experience, the Rear Admiral would probably rather hold Murphy in his arms. Murphy shuddered at the thought.
Yes, sir.
Parfait looked Murphy over once more and sighed serenely.
Yes, Mest.
Murphy saluted, spun on his heel, and got the hell out of that office.
Chapter 11. Completion Confirmation.
Murphy entered the barracks and found that the title next to his name had already been updated and that he'd been moved up higher onto the board. This wasn't all that surprising since everything was handled digitally these days, but he couldn't help but think the Rear Admiral's computer would be slower than the rest. His bunk was still intact, but there was a message on it commanding that he pack up his belongings and move to Building 6. That meant he would get his own room. Nothing wrong with that, he thought with a smile. He sat on the edge of his bunk and pulled out his data pad to look over the mission completion confirmation. It was SSMC policy to send an email to all personnel involved in every mission. This made little sense to Murphy, seeing that an open communication such as this was clearly less than secure, but there wasn't much that the SSMC required that did make sense. The first section merely detailed the primary objective, its level of secrecy, and the fact that Murphy had completed the mission and was promoted to lieutenant for a job well done. He scanned over the rest and found most of it to be fluff until he hit the correspondence between Rear Admiral Parfait and the Courtenor Space Command. Now was his chance to see how the Rear Admiral had so skillfully masterminded this ordeal. The headers read, "To the Courtenor Robot Space Command, from the office of SSMC Rear Admiral Stanley Parfait, regarding top secret mission.
Dear Courtenor Robot Space Command, we're in need of your assistance regarding a top secret mission to Lopso 2. The details of this mission cannot be fully divulged, but we are requesting that you provide transportation from the Chaffian Hub to Lopso 2 and back again. Additionally, we ask that you provide two of your soldiers to assist in this mission. Best regards, Rear Admiral Stanley Parfait."
So far, it seemed innocuous enough, but Murphy's curiosity got the better of him, and he continued scrolling in order to read the Courtenor's response. The header said, "To the Office of SSMC Rear Admiral Stanley Parfait, from the Courtenor Robot Space Command, regarding top secret mission.
Dear Rear Admiral Stanley Parfait, we at the Courtenor Robot Space Command would be honored to assist you in your time of need. Could you please relay your specifications for the two soldiers that you have requested? For example, do you require robots who are trained in special weaponry, stealth tactics, espionage, computer hacking, data manipulation, explosives, or any combination therein? Sincerely, Courtenor Robot Space Command."
At this point, Murphy had to see how the Rear Admiral had replied. For all of the things that he'd learned about Parfait, the man had never shown the ability to think strategically. But the way things had been set up with this mission, Murphy couldn't help but think that the Rear Admiral wasn't quite as inept as he'd seemed. Murphy scrolled down once more. The header read, "To the Courtenor Robot Space Command, from the Office of SSMC Rear Admiral Stanley Parfait, regarding top secret mission.
Dear Courtenor Robot Space Command, it doesn't matter, just send any old clowns. Best regards, Rear Admiral Stanley Parfait."
Thank you for listening to this Platoon F adventure. If you enjoyed this mission and would like to listen and or read more from these authors, please visit www.johnplogston.com. Also, please search Amazon and Audible for the author name of John P. Logston to find more stories. Do note that these authors write in many worlds and have plenty of books to keep you giggling for weeks. And now I invite you to enjoy the full Alien Love Bones song, written by yours truly.
some alien love bone. Alien love bone. She needs some alien love bone. Alien love bone. Now there's a only 3'7"